Ion, you know, when you said everybody's going to Andromeda and Ascension is the ticket and we're leaving on this earth, how are we leaving on this earth? Is it like, is the earth a space?
No, hey, Jermaine, look at the images. You're thinking of the fucking school book text of the round earth and you're thinking of metallic spaceships. You've got to get rid of those old 19th century images that your question is really about. It's not about those bulky things.
Okay, so how do we leave, Ion? How do we leave?
We already left. We already left.
Let's be really clear. Under Bob's neck, if he's looking up on his good side, you know, he's got two sides, the good side. If he looks up, which would be on the, as you're looking at the Sphinx, it would be on the left side. He's got a little mark right there under his neck, underneath there. Otherwise, he has perfect complexion, but this little mark right there under his neck is the same thing that's on the Sphinx, and it's also the same thing in the sun. And you can get pictures. They have pictures, actual digitized pictures of the moon, these dark spots in the moon. Well, so what happens is the Earth, once it's shifted or changed, the Earth goes through that portal, the Stargate, which the sun is a star, and the Earth goes through that portal, and it takes just a couple of months, and you're there.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Is that portal in the portal is the spot in the sun that's Bob's neck, on Bob's neck. That's what we go through, right?
Yeah. Correct, and there's pictures.
Yeah, but you don't call that a Stargate, right? But that's not a Stargate. The sun is a Stargate, right?
The sun. Well, it's in the sun. The Stargate is in the sun. You go through the sun.
Oh, because you're calling the spot you go through two words: portal and Stargate for the same spot that you go through.
The Stargate is a portal. Yes, a big one.
Okay. It's a type of portal. Yes, if you look at my neck, there is a slight acne residue scar. Is that what you're talking about?
It's just an indention. It's almost like leftovers of a sebaceous cyst that was never removed. So it wasn't like acne.
Right.
It's a little bump place. But it's indented, and that's the same thing that's on the Sphinx, and except Bob has a perfect nose, and the same thing as in the sun. They match up exactly.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm in the mirror looking at my perfect nose. Yes, that is a perfect nose, no doubt about that. And there on the left, it's a little indent in the skin. If I push the skin up, you can see it in the wrinkles.
And that's what we're going
wrinkles.
Through.
Wrinkles.
That's what you're going through.
It's most ridiculous thing. Wrinkles.
Wrinkles.
Funniest thing. We're not talking about your penis, Bob. We're not talking about your penis now. We're talking about your face.
Yes, my whole body is one big penis.
All right. That's his heart. That's his little penis.
Bless
heart.
My heart.
You said we are already going.
We're maybe what? Enjoying?
We already left.
Yes, that's the part of the illusion of time. See, that's why you don't get fixated. You can't even say your question, Jermaine. Your question has language, which is space and time. So it's already a delusion, whatever thoughts you string together, whatever images, is, you know, and you can ask the question, but be aware of the multiple levels, and then you can understand Ion's response. Then you can counter with your knowing this and string other images along for a deluded sentence with meaning. Not real meaning, but you see what I mean? You just, and you can cancel every sentence that you're going to say.